Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I wonder when Dirks and Brothers Osborne, when they're on the tour bus, if they play any video games. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99 in Styles and Roman. And right off the bat, we don't play video games. I don't play. You don't play at all, right?
I have not played a video game since back in the day in Nintendo, like Super Mario Brothers. That was a lot of fun.
So we don't play. I got a stepson, Nate, who's always playing video games. He loves them, but he doesn't play this game that is like sweeping the nation. Fortnite. Parents, oh my gosh. The kids are loving to play Fortnite. Now, check this out. There's some crazy stats about this video game. Did you know that over 200 million people have played the game Fortnite?
Wow, that's a lot.
200 million people. In the first 200 days the video game Fortnite was out, it made over $300 million. It usually makes about $2.5 million plus on a daily basis.
All right, those stats are great, but now it is actually causing divorce.
A video game is causing divorces?
So Divorce Online, on the UK site offering information and services to people who are, you know, getting divorced, now cites that this year alone, there have been 200 divorce petitions filed in the UK citing Fortnite as the reason they are getting divorced.
Well, some of these older dudes, after their wives go to bed, they may sneak out of bed and go play Fortnite. I mean, there's some guys who are up all night. Hey, I'm not going to say just the fellas, because I'm sure there's a lot of ladies who love to play Fortnite as well.
Well, there are a lot of dumb things you can fight about, a lot of dumb things you can break up about, but if you're getting divorced over Fortnite, it doesn't come much more pathetic than that.
312. Why don't you touch me like you touch that little remote control?
312-946-4995. We are looking for dumb reasons, not just divorce, but y'all broke up, you guys fought over. I mean, like, in the moment, we fight over some dumb things, but then looking back, time is the ultimate perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did we fight over Fortnite?
312-946-4995. Dumb fights with your significant others. We're about less than 20 minutes away before you get to pick the day. You want to come party with us at our US 99 Lake Shake. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman, and I got to tell you, yes, cheating would be a huge problem in a relationship that would file for divorce. You know what I mean? Like fighting nonstop. But would a video game like Fortnite cause you to divorce your man or your woman?
According to Divorce Online, a UK site, 200 divorce petitions filed this year in the UK have cited Fortnite as their reason for divorce. Again, 200 divorces in the UK this year alone have cited Fortnite as the reason for divorce.
I'm sure the ladies or the guys are saying that they're spending too much time with a remote control in their hand and not their...
312-946-4990. 995 again, 312-946-4995. Diana, good morning. What's the dumbest thing you ever fought over?
Oh my gosh. So one time we went out to dinner and I ordered a burger well done and he freaked out. And he was just like, how embarrassing. That is so gross. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm dating you.
You know, I do have to tell you, my wife Connie, she orders all of her meat whenever we go out well done. Like hockey puck, well done. And we don't get in crazy fights over it, but I always go, God, you can't even enjoy it. It's like a hockey puck sitting on your plate right now.
I don't like blood in my food. I'd rather know that it's fully cooked.
So did you guys get through this tough obstacle in your relationship, or is it over?
I left the restaurant. I literally walked out. And yeah, he followed me home, obviously. We lived together. We went home and he was like, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Got flowers and whatever. But yeah, it was ridiculous.
And then you threw the hockey puck at him. You're like, ah!
Yes!
Well, I've been thinking about him.
Kiss me one more time.
It's always embarrassing to talk after a talk after a Kane Brown song because his voice is so deep.
Yeah, ours
and then
is
you
not.
Hear our two voices. Puberty is going to be coming soon. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman. What up? 10 minutes away. US 99, we got you with tickets for our Lake Shake. But we always get in fights, right? In our relationships, married. No one is perfect. But do you think that you would ever get divorced because of the video game Fortnite?
Well, it's happening in the UK this year alone. 200 divorce petitions.
Isn't that crazy?
Have been filed. They've cited Fortnite as the reason for divorce. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Kelly. Tell us the dumbest fight you ever got in.
We were on our way to dinner, and I spit my gum out the window.
Yes.
And that was like the beginning of the end for us.
You're not supposed to litter. Come on. Just swallow your gum.
It was a piece of gum.
Okay, but did it break you guys up forever, or just that night was a bad night?
Oh, no. It was the beginning of the end forever.
So why did he get mad, though, that you threw the gum out? Is he, like, really environmental or something?
No, he just didn't think that it was very ladylike. He said, if we get married and have kids, what kind of example would I set for our daughter?
Well, did you roll down the window and just go and spit it out?
Yeah.
I love you. Hey, we love you. What a
shame. Your best shot is coming up in 4 minutes. Styles and Roman in US 99. We want you to pick the day that you want to come party with us at our Lake Shake.
But why would you fight over Fortnite? 312-946-4995. Good morning, Rose. What's the dumbest fight you ever got in?
Okay, it was about 6 months into my relationship, and it was about the toilet paper. Does the toilet paper roll go up or down?
I mean, that's something to fight about. I'm not going to lie. What do you prefer, over or under?
It has to go over.
The thing is, we've had this discussion multiple times on the show, and Styles and Roman, we both go under, but the correct way of doing it is your way, Rose, over.
I know. See, women are always right.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, here we go.
I'm only kidding. I'm driving
home to you. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman on US 99. On Mondays, we get excited for commercial-free Monday. On Tuesdays, we get excited because Translating Tristan is coming up in two songs. A four-year-old singing your favorite country songs, and you have to guess what the heck he's singing.
Fingers crossed. Best of luck going out to you if you're going to be trying to do that. But I got to tell you, hey, we all get in fights, right, in our relationship, and some of them are making us laugh this morning. Ange from Bolingbrook, what's yours?
Well, the stupidest reason I broke up with somebody was because my friends did not like him. I liked him, but they did not. So they're just like, oh my God, I can't believe you're going out with this guy.
But you know what? Friends and family, they do mean a lot. Their opinions matter to us.
Right, and that's why I did it.
So why did your friends not like him?
They thought he was kind of geeky.
Pretty valid reason. You're on the...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.